Back in 2005, George, I started to ask myself a question: what's the difference between successful people and others? I was born in northwestern part of Russia, close to St. Petersburg and Finland.
Welcome to Your Intended Message, the perfect place for leaders and promising professionals who want to convey the intended message for greater success. Every week, we interview experts who address the challenges and best practices to deliver your message effectively. That might be one-to-one, one-to-few, or one-to-many. And perhaps the most important conversation, one-to-self. I'm your host, George Torok.
My guest today is Pavel Verbniak, all the way from Moscow in Russia. Here's three facts I think you should know about him. One, he's a certified professional speaker on personal development, goal setting, the law of attraction, and leadership. Oh, he's also a success expert and life coach. Two, he is vice president of JCI Russia. That's Brian Tracy Academy's expert and partner in Russia. And three, he's the founder of Successful Thinking, the author of several books and seminars on unlocking human potential and personal efficiency. Pavel, and I'm still saying it wrong, aren't I?
All is good. Pavel or Pavel, it does really matter, George. But thank you very much for invitation to your podcast. Look forward for our conversation.
Wonderful to be talking with you, and it's great in these times of a pandemic that we can reach out across the world like this through these vehicles. So it's great to learn from each other and help each other. Now, when you reached out to me on LinkedIn, I was surprised. One, because I've never been contacted by someone from Russia or Moscow, and I was surprised to hear that there were professional speakers in Russia, and I don't know why I would be surprised. I just didn't think of it before. And I suppose it's a new industry there. Is it? What are you leading the way?
It is, George, but it's already developed for several decades, probably two decades, but it started to expand internationally just recently. My good friend and one of the leading experts in professional speaking, Radislav, just with his partner Omran, just opened a professional speaking association several years ago. And I became a member of that. And we have very nice experts and speakers here in Russia. Most of them are Russian speaking, George, as I used to be before. But for me, several years ago, I said to myself, it's time to grow. I want to be an expert internationally, recognized as well. So it's good. It's a new market. You're right, George. But it's growing, and hopefully a lot of speakers from Russia are going to be recognized in Europe, in the US, in different countries, not only English-speaking countries. So, George, and you're welcome to visit us someday as well.
Look forward
and
to that.
Your intended message, I think, would be amazing to hear on Russian stages.
I would love that. That would be a real thrill. And I'm also gotta congratulate you on your command of English, because I know nothing in Russian. What do I know? I've heard borscht. That's a Russian one. That's all I know. But I applaud you. And I'm curious, what attracted you to this pursuit? Why did you get into this crazy business?
Right. Back in 2005, George, I started to ask myself a question: what's the difference between successful people and others? Because as you mentioned before, I live in Moscow right now. In 2021, it's going to be around 11 years I live in Moscow. But I was born in northwestern part of Russia, close to St. Petersburg and Finland. And my family was just regular family. and we didn't have enough, like too much money to travel and so on. And I just wanted to do something great in life. I wanted to achieve more successes than my peer group and family members. And I started to learn, to discover this subject. And because of that, I fall in love in this subject on psychology of success, on personal development, goal setting. You know that Napoleon Hill, W. Clement Stone, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Brian Tracy. They're my first mentors and role models. I communicate with them every single day through books, George. I had these mentors in my library. So it doesn't really matter where you're coming from. It's small city, different countries all over the world. If you can read, you can have the best experts, the best mentors and role models you ever wanted. It could be politicians, entrepreneurs, scientists, Olympic champions, and so on. So that's why I started to discover and learn this subject. But to be honest, I didn't know that there's a career called speaker or coach. For first couple of years, I just accumulated knowledges. I learn, I feed my mind this kind of information. But because of that, my transformation inside started to happen. And I saw some results, some changes in my personal life and professional and financial life. And I thought to myself, wow, that works very well for me. That works very well to my friends that I shared this information. I want to teach people. And I started to look for people who teach that. And I found Jack Canfield's Change the Trainer program. But I wasn't ready financially and psychologically to involve in that program. It was expensive for me that time. It was around $20,000. But when I moved to Moscow, I accumulated some money and applied to that program. In 2014, I've graduated from that program. And that's how I accelerated my journey as a speaker and coach and trainer on success and personal development.
Powerful, powerful messages there. And yeah, you point out the fact that as long as we can read, we can follow any mentor or leader, living or dead.
Absolutely, George. And I believe that a constant and never-ending improvement is a key to your successes, to your goal achievement. And any business skill, any personal skills are learnable. We can learn any skill. It doesn't really matter. It could be delegating, presentation skills, public speaking, or time management, or reading, or speaking new language. You can learn, but everything starts from decision. You should make a decision. I want to become greater than that. I want to become expert. I want to do something wonderful with my life. And step by step, when you develop yourself every single day, when you form new habit, when you read 5 or 10 pages every single day, it's compound effect. You develop yourself, you grow, your self-confidence, self-esteem grow, and everything start to change. When you change your mind, when you feed your mind positive information, nice conversations with people, you can change your life for the better.
Pavel, you said that when you first started, you wanted to be different than the people who were around you, your friends and family. You wanted to be different. When you announced that what you were going to pursue, how did they react? What did they say to you? Did they encourage you or did they say, you're crazy?
Yeah, thank you for your question, George. I had very nice, wise grandfather who just participated in World War II. He was born in 1923. And he is my first role model, to be honest, George. He passed away around 90 years old, in 2013. And he was always positive. He loved people. He had thousands, like hundreds of friends in the city we lived in. And he didn't teach us, me and my brother. because my father passed away when I was 7, and my grandfather was like a father for me, George, and he was like 100% exceptional to people. He didn't criticize, he didn't blame others. He understood everything. If he had some people who maybe did something wrong with him, but I didn't hear any bad words from him. And the same for me, George. When I shared with him, he taught me to play chess. I felt this love from him and his acceptance of who I am. It doesn't really matter if I took some mistakes, and even this dream, these goals, he and my mom supported me, George. But first couple of years, I didn't share with of my thoughts and ideas to them. I just did something every single day. I have some books I've read. I developed myself. Absolutely, they know what I do, but they supported me. Yeah, George, it's very important to have this kind of support. And if someone is negative to you, don't share your goals and dreams. Just do something. When you develop yourself, other people will see, wow, he's different. Wow, he's doing something nice. Wow, he's confident. Oh, he's getting better. And because of that, they started to ask you, wow, George or Pavel, what do you do? You are different now. What do you read? What can you recommend me? And if they ask, you can recommend that. But I never recommend or provide some ideas or thoughts to people who doesn't ask me to do that. So it's very important, George. And support is very important. But it doesn't really matter. If nobody's supporting you, you have yourself. You have your supporting group. By yourself, just one person, you can do something great just by yourself, and other people will support you on your journey.
Good advice about you can't offer people advice or help if they don't want it.
Right.
If they ask, then maybe they do want it. Maybe, but not always. Sometimes people ask just to be polite. But not, you can't offer somebody who doesn't want to learn, you can't make them learn, you can't make them change. What I'm curious about, your self-talk. During the time when you started out, you don't know what the future is going to look like. And you've got this crazy wild dream that the people around you don't see, don't understand, don't appreciate, but you have this dream. What was the message you said to yourself, and did you have to do it every day, or was it once a week, or was it five times a day? What was the message that you had to keep telling yourself?
Yeah, George. Several thousands years ago, 2,000 years ago, Aristotle said that we become what we think about most of the time, right, George? And when we read nice book. When we read on psychology or business book or nice fiction books, we become what we think about. So we become what we read, we become what we communicate with, we become what kind of information you feed your mind. So absolutely, I had some doubts, George. Sometimes I didn't believe that I can do something. I can achieve some financial or professional or personal goals. But it's step by step. When you think about your vision, when you think about your goals, when you do something every single day to form new habits, to develop your mindset, to become a little bit better than you were yesterday, it's, as I said before, it's compound effect, George. So you accelerate your journey to your dreams. And when you have dreams, you have all resources you need to achieve that dreams. And you remember Paulo Coelho in his great classic book, The Alchemist, said, if you have goal, all the universe will support you to achieve that goal. So belief in the universe, belief in the nature, belief in the creator or God, it doesn't really matter how we call this. But something supports you. So you attract people, circumstances, opportunities that are in harmony with your dominant thoughts. and eliminate from your thoughts and words criticism, blaming others, negative words, because our words, our thoughts create our reality. If you want to change your reality, change your thoughts, change your decision, change your action, and change your results. So, George, my daily rituals help me to become more productive and to get closer to my vision and goals. I believe that thinking on paper is very important habit that that productive people have. So I wake up around 5 a.m. and my first hour or 2 hours, I invest in myself. So first hour called golden hour or hour of power. It's a very important one. So I invest in myself. So I do something for my physical body. I exercise. I do something for my emotion. So I visualize my goals. I meditate. I do something for my mind. So I read or listen podcast or audiobook. So it's very important. It's hour of power. It does really matter. It's you have 1 hour or you have 5 minutes, but start to invest these 5 minutes in yourself. When you have this control in life, your self-confidence, self-esteem will grow up, and you do go closer to your vision, because everything starts here in your mind. Decide exactly what you want. Develop yourself. Take action and take 100% responsibility for your results and for your life. And that's the key. That's the key, George. And this hour of power, this morning time, helps me to become more productive and become more positive and more and have more energy. That's my answer to your question, George.
Pavel, was there a turning point when suddenly you realized that, yes, I'm going to do it?
I don't remember this turning point. I think it's step-by-step process. Absolutely, there were dozens and hundreds of people and seminars I attended, and I've invested around $300,000 in my personal development for these 16 years. And I think it's step by step, so puzzles going to the beautiful picture. So it's step by step, every single day process. It should be on a regular basis. It's like motivation. It's like taking a shower. You should take shower on a regular basis. And the same with information. The same with motivation. And the same with this clarity. Clarity is one of the most important words in achieving great results in life. So decide exactly what you want and have this clear vision. And it's okay if you don't have clear vision, but start to read books, start to communicate with nice, positive people, and you will have this motivation. You will have these dreams. You will have these goals. But because everyone is unique, you, George, me, and thousands of people who are going to listen and watch us later, but it's nobody was like you, and nobody going to be like you. So you have skills, unique habits, unique dreams and goals. And it's very important to hear that voice inside and do something for that. Because these dreams and goals came to us because we can do something with them. We can make them alive. But unfortunately, most people who are going to pass away in an hour or in a couple of days have to say bye not only to their relatives and friends, but also most of them have to say bye to their goals and dreams. But they have to pass away with this person because they could do something but with that person. So do something with your goals, do something with your dreams.
The people that you work with in Russia, what's in common with your best clients?
I believe, George, anyone is about the same. It doesn't really matter you are in Canada or the United States or Brazil or India or Russia. I believe that we all have we all want to have good health. We all have we all would love to have good relationships and financial freedom and having great activities and job or business. And the same here. My best clients are already successful, but they would love to achieve more. I love to communicate with positive, optimistic people, George. And the most successful people are optimistic. They know exactly what they want. They have this control in life. They develop themselves. And they love to learn, to learn new things, to read and communicate with other goal-oriented and positive people. So that would be my answer, George, to you. That's positive and successful people inside, because success is something unique for all people all over the world. So it's very important to understand what does success mean to me and what do I want to achieve. It could be a big family, successful relationships, or business, or something like. But you should write down what does success mean to me, and write down what do I want, what would I love to achieve in life, in personal, professional life, financial life, my health and fitness life, my social life, and so on. So pen and paper, and write down your best future. And you can create that.
And for you in your speaking business, what stage do you want to speak on the most?
That's so beautiful question, George. I love people very much, and I work with different kind of audiences. It could be 20 people as a seminar, a corporate trainer training. I spoke to around 1,000 people, live audience, and absolutely more online. But I would love to speak with international audiences more often. It could be UN, it's like United Nations stage. It could be a stadium. It could be something with high level people to motivate them to provide them some ideas and seeds to develop, because this kind of people can help much more people, George. And it's very important to develop these leaders. So I would love to speak with leaders and for leaders, with international audiences, and help them to achieve their dreams and goals, to motivate them to and provide some techniques and tools that they can use to achieve their goals faster and easier.
You started by reading books, and you were inspired by the words and the wisdom of the authors. Where do you get your wisdom? Do you still have mentors?
I do, George. And I believe that any skill, any people we meet are better than we are in something. So I love Ralph Waldo Emerson. I love books by Leo Tolstoy and Brian Tracy, of course, Napoleon Hill. Jack Canfield is a great mentor of mine as well and good friend. So you can learn from any books. You can have these kind of ideas even in fiction books and nonfiction, but you should find this idea that can change your life. And it's not only one book have changed my life. It dozens and hundreds of books have changed my life. And when you read, when you develop this kind of habit to develop yourself every single day, I think it's very, very, I think it's number one habit that can change your life for the better. And if I can recommend some books, George, to start from, I would recommend absolutely Maximum Achievement by Brian Tracy, The Success Principles by Jack Canfield, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Malcolm Moltz, Psycho-Cybernetic or something. I forgot how to say in English.
Psycho-Cybernetics, yeah.
Yeah.
I have I think I have all those books on my shelf.
Right, George. And there are a lot of beautiful books. So read, decide exactly what you want and read that kind of books. If you would love to become a great salesperson, read books on sales or negotiation or psychology of communication and something like that. If you would love to become a great doctor, develop yourself in this field. But if you would love to become a successful, you should learn from successful people. You should model successful people. If we think and act as other successful people think and act, the law of cause and effect work on the time. We become like them step by step. And we have achieved this kind of results at them. So the cause and effect, cause, thoughts and action and effect its results. So thousands of people achieve that kind of results and goals and successes we would love to achieve. So learn from them, ask for help, ask for recommendation, write them a message, send them a message in LinkedIn as I did with George. And if they say no, okay, next. No, next. Would you become my mentor? Next, no. But someone say yes. Someone would, as George said, yeah, Pavel, I would love to talk with you in a Zoom. Let's get to know each other. And that's why we became friends, George, and I'm on your podcast because I sent a message. But most of the people say no to in their heads. They say, no, he's too busy. He's so successful. He's going to say no to me. But this eliminate this fear of rejection, eliminate this fear of failure, fear of new and success. And so there are a lot of limiting beliefs and fears. You should go forward to your dreams and you will achieve great results. And ask for help. Ask for what you want.
Mm. If Brian Tracy could hear you now, he would be proud of what you've learned. Pavel, if people want to get a hold of you and find out more about you and your programs on success, and in particular, you have a coaching program called Accelerator, they can find you on, they can find your website. They can also find you on Facebook and your LinkedIn profile, and those links are in the description below. Pavel, I can't let you go without at least hearing one sentence in Russian. Can you tell us something in Russian, please?
Джордж, спасибо большое за приглашение. Очень рад общению, знакомству и дружбе. Благодарю вас.
I like it. What did that mean?
Джордж, I just said, thank you very much for invitation to your show. It's very, very nice to meet you. And I'm really grateful for that.
A wonderful, wonderful message. In wrapping up, if you could sit down with a fellow Russian who is perhaps at the early part of their career, they don't know exactly what they want to do, but they know they want to do something different, and they know that they want to be different from their immediate friends. What would be one, two, or three pieces of advice you would give that person?
George, I would say that discover your inner values, what you would love to do, what you're passionate about. And take a pen and paper and write down your goals, write down your ideal future. It's the method called the idealization. So it doesn't really matter if you have resources, if you know how to achieve that. Just write down your dreams and goals and make a plan of action. What kind of resources and knowledges you would need to accumulate to achieve that goals? What kind of people and organizations you need to help you to achieve that goals? What are the benefits of achieving that goals? What are the limitations? Make a plan of action and take action every single day and visualize your success, visualize your goals already achieved, because our mind doesn't see the difference. It's real or just visual or in your head. So take action every single day and develop yourself professional, as a professional and as a person. So it's very important to develop yourself professionally and personally.
Powerful advice for anyone, anywhere in the world. And my guest today is Pavel Verbniak, reminding you to start your day with the Power Hour.
If you like what you heard, remember to like, comment, and share this podcast. Come back every week for more practical insights to help you deliver your intended message. I'm your host, George Torok.